Bethel Baptist Church in Morgan Hill, California. We want to thank those who are listening over the internet and the radio, and those are here in the sanctuary today. And we hope you experience, and I know you will experience, the love, the power, and the comfort from God's Word today as we hear Pastor Thomason bringing our message a little bit later in our service today. Notice we have a few visitors with us today. Welcome again, and if you can please fill out the registration card attached to our church bulletin and drop it in the offering plate. We'd like to get to know you better. And you can find an outline in today's the outline of today's sermon in the church bulletin, and you can follow along with Pastor as he teaches God's Word to us today. And the scripture of the month is also found in our bulletin, John chapter 20, verse 21. Then said Jesus to them again, "Peace be unto you, as my Father has sent me, even so send I you." We want to continue to praise the Lord with our voices, with Tae Young at the piano, and Vic DeLaurel is going to be leading our songs.
Thank you, Link. Thank you again for coming to worship with us this beautiful Sunday morning. Why don't we open up to our first hymn, number 367, His Way With Thee. And let's sing the first and the third stanzas. Turn to our second hymn, number 359, My Faith Looks Up to Thee. Number 359. Hymn number 401, Where He Leads, I'll Follow. And why don't we all rise as we sing our last hymn, Where He Leads, I'll Follow, number 401. Thank you.
remain standing for prayer. The psalmist says, "Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer." Father, we come to you as we have for the past several weeks, and of heavy heart at the passing of our dear pastor. And we lift up to you, Raquel, and Miriam and the family, and pray for your comfort and peace upon them, for wisdom and guidance regarding his memorial, and for moving on through life as they look forward to your continued presence in your hand of grace. And we pray that you be with our dear Maida Kong, as she has been suffering with cancer for such a long time, and she is pain and nauseous, a lot of discomfort. You, O Lord, give her the strength and the peace to continue and to endure, that the family would be at peace and would be comforted by you. We do thank you, Lord, that you have brought her back to her home, and there we pray that she would be comforted and strengthened by you. We pray for Christine Vatune of Informed Choices, that you would continue to enable her, despite her cancer, to testify of the need to uphold life, that there is nothing more precious in your eyes than life, Lord. Give her that strength. We pray for Bob Jones, and that you would strengthen his leg so he can have that knee replaced and be able to walk again. Pray for Joshua and Jordan Yalde, for that you would give them strength to walk in their illness. We pray for the Praters, for local housing. And Lord, we pray for those that are in from the Santa Fe, Texas schools. There was a shooting there. Lord, we pray that people would understand that it's the hearts and minds that need to be changed, and that you would lift up people to defend your word and defend your grace and to defend our children. We pray as well for those that are affected by the heavy volcanic activity in Hawaii, as that just seems like it's going on and on. Lord, we pray for your protection and for your comforting spirit. Lord, we lift up to you our missionaries throughout the world, Carl and Ruth Knott of Spain, and Eusebio Marixa Perez, also in Spain, Giovanni and Barbara Avendano in Guatemala, Marta Peretti in Buenos Aires, Argentina, Jose and Diane Avila, serving in Latin America, Informed Choices in Gilroy, serving the women of San Martin, Morgan Hill, and Gilroy, Daniel and Miriam Lacey of Bob's Auto Cafe, and Frederick and Carol Lewis of the Worldview Center in Portland. Bless each of our missionaries with your divine presence and guidance to testify of you and to bring about the saving knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to those that are around us. We pray for your hand of blessing upon this offering. Use it for your work of ministry. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you.
Much choir for that wonderful song and for blessing us with your voices. And now we're going to turn into God's Word, and we're going to be reading Romans chapter 12 verses 9 through 19. If we'll please stand for the reading of God's Word in Romans chapter 12 verses 9 through 19. Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, in honor, giving preference to one another. Not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer. Distributing to the needs of the saints, given to hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Do you have faith? Wait a minute. Rejoice with those who rejoice, and weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind toward one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion. Repay no evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men. If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, and rather give place to wrath, for it is written, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay," says the Lord. Bless God's word. Let us now bow with a word of prayer, please. Our Father, who art in heaven, we once again enter to your throne room through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We enter into the Holy of Holies. We bow down to worship you with our whole hearts at this time. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who deserve our praise. Father, we have come to seek your face only. Father, we have come to hear your word. And Father, help us to live it. Father, we have come to adore you. Father, let all creation praise you, who reigns forever and ever. Father, we love you because you first loved us and sent your Son to die to pay for our sins. Father, may your love continue to abound toward us. And may we give you all the glory, Lord, for what you have done for us all the days of our life. And Father, again, we come to you to ask for comfort for all of us who are now still grieving and mourning over our beloved pastors going home to be with you. Father, we know when your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, work was done and finished at the cross, you took him home to be with you now at your right side. when our beloved pastor's work was done and finished on this earth, you also took him to his eternal home to be with you. Now, Father, the good news is we'll see him again. Amen. And Father, bless all those who come to hear your word today. Bless our pastor, Greg Tomlinson, now, as he gives out the word, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray and thank you. Amen. Amen.